This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Welcome to the best podcast on the planet, In the Moment.
Oh, oh!
Yep, that's the exact energy I expected you to come in here with.
Are you serious? Really?
Yes, yes. Because you have been nasty for weeks upon weeks, Katie.
Nasty.
And it is.
Nasty Katie.
No, okay. No. Didn't it? Yes, exactly that.
All right.
You have been on a nasty streak.
Why?
You know that?
No.
Let me why.
Why? Why are you saying that I've been on a nasty streak?
Well, first of all, you came in here last week and told me, and told everyone actually, told all of our In the Moment family that if you had a dick for a day, you would sleep with my girlfriend.
That's not how I worded it.
That's what you said.
I was like, I would let you know if she's good for you or not.
Yeah, by doing what? By using the one thing you had that day that you didn't have any other day.
My dick.
Exactly. That's how it started. And the way it ended, there I was minding my business.
Mm-hmm.
Coming in to work.
Yes.
Got my little situation together.
Mm-hmm.
Snuggled into my cubicle.
Mm.
Went on my little Insta to the gram.
Scroll.
Saw Katie's name pop up with a colored circle. Clicked on it.
Huh?
Saw a glizzy at 6 a.m.
No, you... Okay, all right.
Why, someone out there DM me right now and explain to me why your favorite member of In the Moment is eating a glizzy for breakfast. And for those who may not know what a glizzy is, explain it to them, Katie, since it's your breakfast for champions.
It's a hot dog.
Yes.
That's it.
It is.
Yes.
With a ton of ketchup. I think your ketchup had a little design, too.
It did.
You had the nerve to have your swigglies.
I have a reason for doing that.
What?
Okay.
What? That's not nastiness?
Before I went to bed, I was still hungry because I ate dinner at like 7 p.m.
Yeah.
But I didn't go to sleep until like 10 something.
Uh-huh.
And I was hungry.
Okay.
And I was like, Katie, you just went to cookout today. We got leftover glizzies in the fridge, right?
Leftover glizzies is disgusting.
And I was like,
so much nasty in this.
I was like, you can eat it tonight or you can eat it in the morning.
Oh my God.
That's breakfast.
Tonight was the only answer.
But I was always told you don't eat after a certain time at night before going to bed.
What time is that for you?
10.
That's not the time. The time is 8.
Oh, that's even
worse.
What
do you mean 10?
But it was already 10 for me, so I was like, Katie, you can't eat anything else. Drink water, and that'll fill you up until the morning. And you take your glizzy to go, and then warm it up at work.
Glizzy to go.
And so then the next morning, I was still hungry, and I was like, I still want that glizzy. So I packed it up.
Oh, my God.
In foil.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Mm.
And I brought it to work.
Yeah, you did.
They had some mustard and ketchup in the fridge.
It was on your desk.
And then I did a double shot of espresso and a glizzy.
That's so nasty, yo.
It was delicious.
As a New Yorker, I feel like we call them Franks, first of all.
Okay, yes.
We never called them hot dogs.
Right.
I don't understand why y'all call them hot dogs. It's a Frank.
It's a hot dog.
It's a Frank.
Where I'm from is a hot dog.
It's like Nathan's Franks. They don't call them Nathan's hot dogs.
No, hot dog.
It's a Frank.
Hot dog.
It's not a dog.
Hot diggity dog.
It's not a dog. A hot dog is a pit bull in Miami in the middle of summer.
A hot dog is a hot dog. It's a mixture of meats put into this one little
item. Yes. All of it's the leftover meats mixed up and put into some bread. And y'all pretend like it's a meal.
It's a hot dog. And wait, didn't New York coined the term glizzy? Because I just started using that. I did not do that.
Unfortunately.
That's not from where I'm from. We still say hot dogs.
I don't claim that, though.
Okay.
I don't claim that.
Y'all out there like, glizzy.
I know.
Who does that?
Because they made it like a nasty thing to eat.
Oh, yeah. That's very sexual.
It is. Yes. It's New Yorkers.
Okay.
All right. Look, you know them. Yeah. I'm from Atlanta. All right.
No, you're not.
No, me and homegirl. What's her name? Homegirl.
Oh, girl. Was that Glory?
You're not Atlanta.
It's not Atlanta.
Yes.
We just know. We know who we're talking about.
No, me and her. We from Atlanta now. But they coined glizzy. I have not had one since because I can't do it. Y'all already made me feel weird about eating bananas. And now y'all have made me feel weird about eating Franks.
It's good.
And I have not seen a Frank since they called it glizzies. And the first time I saw one was on your desk next to your computer at 6 a.m. with ketchup and mustard like you had the ball game.
Yep.
Like during the 7th inning stretch.
And I had a thick one, too.
Oh, my God.
It wasn't regular. It was thick.
You had the Jason Love glizzy?
Yes. Yes, I did.
So disgusting.
I did.
Every time I walk past the studio, you have some nasty shit on your desk for breakfast. It's a bag of chips. It's some peanuts. It's a glizzy. Like, when are you going to eat some oatmeal?
There's been a couple
times. A waffle. What?
I've never seen
you have a waffle.
Not a waffle, but oatmeal I put in the cup, though, because I have to warm it up.
All right.
And it'll be apples and cinnamon.
No, you literally mean a couple times. Yeah. In the 6 years I've known you, it's been twice.
I do.
Every other time, it's been whatever you found.
So the day I had the glizzy, and my backpack was a bag of oatmeal. I could have made the oatmeal, but I chose the glizzy. So
you had a bag of oatmeal in your bag.
I did.
And you went with the glizzy?
I did. It was more satisfying.
Why?
It was more fulfilling.
No, why?
It was actually a hot link that I split in half. Because where I'm from, we eat links. So where I'm from.
Wait, now y'all eat links?
Yeah. You never had a good hot link?
Sausage.
Yeah. That's Pause. Actually what it was. It wasn't a hot dog.
It wasn't even a glizzy?
It was a link.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
All right, that doesn't change anything.
No, it doesn't.
I'm just trying to pretend like it does.
It was half the size. So the full size is double that. And I had to cut it in half because links are bigger.
Fair.
Yeah. But yeah.
So that's the breakfast of champions.
Yes, it's more fulfilling.
Katie, what do we have to do to get you on a good diet around here?
I don't know.
You got to drink water and stop eating just anything you can scrape together for breakfast.
I drink water, but I just eat anything.
No, you tell me that. I've never seen it.
That's a lie.
I've seen you sip water. I've never seen you drink it. Look, you went to reach for your water, and it was three microphones away from you.
Because he saw I went for the alcohol and, first.
Yeah, you did. You went for the wine. Mm. All right, there we go. While Katie drinks her water and bask in her nastiness, let us welcome you to In the Moment.
I'm in the moment. Stay in the moment. Yeah. Hey.
There's a moment in everything, and everything is a moment. We talk about the comedy in it all. This is your first time. Welcome to the funniest podcast you have never heard. I'm your new favorite comedian, Mo Mitch, or your money back. Shout out to all our regular listeners and our new listeners. Episode 170.
Hey.
It's a new decade. You know I don't play with the new decade episodes.
I know.
We 170, yo.
How does that feel for you?
I don't know. Like, damn, we still going? I'm tired.
People are still listening.
I can't believe that, honestly. Okay. No, seriously. Like, really?
Yes.
People have listened to 170 episodes?
Yes.
When we were at the live, and I'm like, who has listened to every episode from day one? I thought it was going to be two people. I thought they were going to go.
Meanwhile, there's a lot of people.
Yo, like, what do you think we're here for?
They didn't know that a couple episodes was recorded in your closet.
No, that's facts. I've been through doing it by myself. Y'all have been with me through it all. And that's why I love you.
Oh, the highs and the lows.
Oh, my God. Katie's still here, too. What are you doing here? She's eating glizzies to survive.
I understand you. That's what I'm doing here.
Okay.
And I love you.
I love you, too. A glizzy a day. It keeps something away. I don't know what. It ain't the doctor, though.
No,
I promise
not
you
the
that.
Doctor. It's not the doctor.
It ain't that. You're going to be visiting Dr. Dre at any moment. I'm telling you right now. That's one of the reasons I'm mad at Katie, but that is not all of the reasons I'm mad at Katie. So while we're here. Oh, what you think?
You can't do back-to-back weeks of being mad at me.
Why can't I?
No, I do. No.
Why? Stop doing things. Stop doing things that upset me, like eating glizzies for breakfast. That's the first thing you did this week to upset me.
It's better than Lucky Charms.
No, it's not.
Lucky Charms is just sugar.
So? It's lucky. What do you mean? What's lucky about a glizzy?
Ain't nothing about Lucky Charms. Every commercial, he's still looking for that pot of gold.
He is. But that's still better. At least it feels like breakfast. Why are you eating hot links
for breakfast? Yes. I'm from Oklahoma. That's what we do.
That's what y'all do?
It's cream of wheat and hot links.
Oh, my God. It's so lit in the South. Yo, come get this oatmeal with a side of turkey. Yo, that's y'all exactly be lit in the South. Oh, you ain't lived till you moved to the South, boy. All
right, Mo. It's time to tell them why you mad.
Stress been on my head. Why they test my feet? I'm just trying to get through.
All right, first reason I'm mad. Let me tell y'all about Katie.
That they don't already know?
Yeah, it's a lot. Just when they think they know you.
Okay, now wait.
It's starting to get real.
You actually know my secrets. Don't do the.
Nah, I ain't gonna do you crazy. I ain't gonna tell those to episode 200. You good.
Okay.
You got another 30. Nah, don't worry about it. Now, I'm mad at you because. All right, so anybody out there with an Apple Watch, y'all gonna feel me on this. If you don't have an Apple Watch, don't worry about it. Just pay attention. There's this this app that's pretty much dedicated to your steps and trying to help you live a healthier life.
Mm-hmm.
And Katie now has an Apple Watch. Clap it up for that. Proud of you, Katie. Welcome to the land of actually starting to take your health and your heart seriously.
Thank you. I do my mindfulness.
Can't even pronounce it because you're lying. You see, because you're eating glizzies and shit.
One minute a day, I do my deep breath exercises and unwind.
Good for you. Now, I'm happy for all that other stuff. One thing I don't play with the Apple Watch is steps.
Uh-oh.
I'm in some step competitions.
Mm-hmm.
My homeboy with Beef Patty, now with you.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about this, if you don't know how it works, is if you have an Apple Watch, it keeps track of your steps.
Mm-hmm.
And you set your goals for what you want to accomplish.
Correct.
And we can be in competition together, which is fun because you get to keep track of your friend's steps as well as yours.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes you want to be active.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Katie decides, as she wants to be in competition, but sets her goals to like 40 steps. My goals are something crazy, like 10,000 steps a day.
It is. It's, right? It's insane.
Katie starts off talking about let's be in competition, but all she got to do is get 200 steps in a day.
Yep.
And she's getting awards and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you getting awards for 20 steps, Katie?
Because I'm doing something that I know is achievable for me. Okay.
20 steps?
Sometimes, yes.
Why?
Saturday, I didn't have no steps. I stayed in the bed the whole day.
And still had an award. That's the problem. That's what I don't like.
I think that's honestly because the next day I ran around a pool. I think that's why. That was random.
Wait, that was your active day?
Yeah.
I was like, wait, it sent me a message talking about Katie worked out today. She did well. I was like, no, she didn't.
No.
I know Katie better than that. She ain't seen no gym. You just ran around the pool.
I was in the pool like,
All right, no, you got to do better. You have to raise your goal.
What? Okay, so what do you think my goal should be?
Whatever the average is.
I have a thing where even when I get home and I'm trying to get out of it because I do appreciate the watch because in a way I am trying to be more aware of what I do and how active I am. And I do want to change that for the simple fact that I've had a gym membership for 3 years and I've only used it about 5 times.
You still paying for that?
Yeah.
Will you stop? You and Tommy with this shit.
It's automatic.
What do you mean it's automatic? You can stop it.
I know, but one day I'm actually going to go and I want to
No, you're not. Still, will you save that money?
I should.
Oh, my God. Okay, continue.
But I actually want to be more alert and aware because I feel like during the pandemic was the one time that after work, I had a routine. After work, I went to the park and I either ran or walked. okay. 2 miles religiously.
This is good.
And then when they say you can come back into work and you don't have to do all that, I stopped doing that.
Okay.
And that's why I want to hold myself accountable, because I want to get back to that place.
And but do you really?
No, I actually
you
do.
You really do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because that was my time to clear my head. It was it's something about thing. Going to the gym or yes. going in and walking or running. For me, it clears my head, and I just lost my way.
Okay.
So I think, honestly, my challenge should actually be raising the goal and actually sticking to it versus just dropping it.
So I don't think you should go to where I am. I think you should meet in the middle.
Yeah, ain't nobody going to where you are.
No, you're going to get there eventually. No. That's the whole point of this. Yes, you will get there eventually.
Okay.
Don't sell yourself short.
Okay.
I don't want you to be there tomorrow.
No.
But this little 40-step goal you got for yourself, I think one of your goals is like 3 minutes of exercise.
It is.
Right? It gives you 100%.
It says burn 300 calories. Oh, I'm like, I can do that in the first 2 hours.
Exactly. Katie stood up for 37 minutes. She's on fire. It's like NBA Jam when you just walk outside. I don't like that. Can you please just up your goals just a little bit?
I'll do that.
You don't got to go crazy.
Okay.
Because it's not about competing, because it's going to make it too easy for me.
Okay.
I want you to actually be able to compete.
Okay.
So you going to up it a little bit?
Yes.
All right. Now, the next challenge I have for you is not a challenge that you actually have to face, but a challenge you have to put yourself in the position of facing. Did you hear the story I told earlier today on the big show?
Which one? You tell
the if you were in a position where you had to choose between a Louis bag and a flight to Jamaica.
Jamaica.
What are you going to choose?
Jamaica.
Are you sure?
Yes.
All right. So for those of you who may not have heard the story, this is a true story. Beef Patty's bag was caught in the train. Yep. It's a Louis bag.
Mm-hmm. We care about Louis.
I mean, it's a big deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know too much about Louis bags, but
Pharrell says so.
All the ladies out there know what time it is. Pharrell had a $3 million one, I think. Some ridiculous. If the chain of your bag gets caught in the train, and if you don't get it out, you are not going to make your flight. Because that's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready to go catch the flight.
Because
if you don't catch this flight to Jamaica, you're waiting 4 hours.
Right.
You try to pull it out. It's stuck. Fuck the bag. We out. Are you going to miss your flight for the bag?
No, I'm taking everything out of the bag and trying to put it in whatever I can carry it.
You're going to leave the Louis bag?
Yeah.
But you know what Louis bags cost, Katie?
Thousands. Yes, I know.
And you're going to leave it?
What else am I supposed to do? Either enjoy my life or worry about something that I can't take with me when I'm dead and gone.
You are so different. You done went to Justin Timberlake. You done went to dead and gone.
Yeah. And now, honestly, that's how I see certain things, right?
Yes.
Is this bag worth an experience, right? And if I know I'm about to have the time of my life for multiple days, that's a memory. And for me, making memories is more than a material item. I can't get the material item. It's not coming out. I don't have a knife. I can't cut it out. We're going to empty this bag. And it wasn't meant for me to have it, clearly.
You just got a bag.
Yeah. My first designer bag, yeah.
You spoken proudly of this bag.
Yes. I was proud that I did what I did.
You take care of this bag.
Mm-hmm.
If that bag was stuck in a train.
See?
Really?
I can order another one, right?
Oh, you got money.
No.
Oh. Now, stunt on these hoes.
Saying that.
Nah, tell them stop playing
what
with
I'm
you,
saying Katie. Is that's something that can be replaced, right?
Yes.
That's a replaceable item.
Well, technically, can a plane ticket to Jamaica can be replaced as well.
If this is my time frame to go to this,
yes.
And I get there later,
mm-hmm.
yes, I can get a ticket for Jamaica later, whatever, right?
Yes.
But I'm losing time on an experience.
Okay.
So if I have a 3-day experience planned, and if I stay here for this damn bag, that means I'm only gonna have 2 days. I'm losing a day of an experience of something that can just be a memory of just enjoying wherever I'm going. For me personally, I'd rather have an experience with my family and friends versus worried about a damn bag that can be replaced. Because the only reason why I bought that bag is because society told me to. Honestly, let's think about it. When we get designer bags, right?
Yeah.
Especially the bag that I bought. I didn't really need to get that bag. I could have saved my money and did whatever. But I was like... No, this symbolizes status. It symbolizes, who gives a fuck about that.
You don't care about none of that materialistic
shit.
That's
just me buying into the ploy just because I want to.
I respect it.
I'd rather have an experience with families and friends over something that's materialistic.
You would have left that bag right there. Wouldn't even have fought for it.
Yes, I'm telling you. If anything of value was in it, like my ID, my cards, I would have just taken it out.
We out.
And then another thing is, I don't like wasting people's time. If there's multiple people, especially how you told the story, is y'all
you would have felt the pressure.
Yeah, I would feel the pressure. I'm like, I don't want to ruin y'all's time either. If it was just me solo and I do it by myself, that's a different story. But I got everybody else fighting me. Nah, all right, y'all, let's just leave it. It is what it is.
I can't front. I don't know the connection that a woman would have with a Louis bag, but you know my Gucci bag that I travel with.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty penny.
It is. It's a nice bag.
That bag stuck in the train, Katie.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all gonna wait. I'm telling you right now, I'm not leaving my Gucci bag in there. There's no way. There's no way I'll get to Jamaica tomorrow. I'm sorry.
Mm.
Damn. Now you are making me feel like I need to evaluate who I really am.
You should.
No, because I feel like you would leave your girlfriend on that train. Wait. No, what does mean something to you? Wait. Why are you looking at me like that?
No, honestly,
you'll leave your girl in there?
That speaks volumes. Babe, you're more concerned about this bag versus the experience we're about to have together.
You know what? There's always at least one segment per week where we come in here and pod, and I realize that you are a much better person than me. And that segment came early this week. That's all that matters. You're choosing experiences in the flight.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't leave my Gucci bag. Fuck what y'all talking about. All right. Don't worry about it. Katie, you are so much better than me.
Who's next?
So my mom came to me, and she said she had the story of a lifetime. I said, Mama, tell me the story. She said, nope, you have to wait.
Oh.
And it was weeks before I was going to see her. But she said, you have to wait because I want to tell you this story in person.
The worst feeling ever.
Right?
Anticipating, what is the story about? What's she going
to
tell me?
I thought to myself, there's no way that this will be worth all of this hype, right, of my mom making me wait for this story.
Mm-hmm.
But the story that she told me is top five, maybe top three, best stories I've ever heard in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom is visiting her friends.
Mm-hmm.
They're in the backyard.
Right.
They're playing cards. They're having a good time. Shuffling it up. Talking shit. Drinks are flowing.
Ooh.
Everything is lit.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a guy, because I guess the way the backyard is set up, there's a guy that's on the other side of the fence that's peeking over into the yard of the family that my mother is visiting.
Like homeboy from Home Improvement?
Exactly that. Wilson was his name, right?
Yes, yes.
He's peeking over. Now, this guy is kind of talking to the fence. It appears that he's literally having a conversation with the fence.
Right.
So everybody's kind of looking, thinking, what the hell is going on? Well, the women that are at the party start to be a little bit concerned. So the gentleman of the house decides, I need to go talk to this dude and figure out what's really going on. So he walks down the hill, meets this guy at the fence. Yo, my man, you all right? Yeah, I'm cool, man. Just wondering what's going on with Mo. I'm not there. What the hell are you bringing me up for? So the dude goes, now mind you, it's the same uncle whom I was just in Jamaica going to watch get married.
Mm-hmm.
Mo is good, bro. Why you bringing Mo up? What's going on? Well, I know he was just in Greece. How was Greece? Greece was cool. You probably have to ask him that. But can I help you with something? Well, I know that's Mo's mom. Just wanted to say hello.
Mm.
Katie.
Mm-mm.
Remember back when I told you there was a guy who wrote me on Instagram,
mm-hmm,
whom I went to high school with.
Yes.
Hadn't spoken to in over 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Wrote me out of nowhere basically saying that he wanted to sleep with my mother.
Mm-hmm.
It's him. Why is this him?
No.
why is this the guy, Katie?
Why is he the neighbor of the no.
I need answers.
No.
How is this possible?
Wait. So do you think the first time he messaged you was the first time he realized that his neighbor's friend was your mom?
Maybe. But how would he know that?
I mean, she loses an impact wherever she goes.
Of course. That's my mama.
So clearly.
But how would he know that? This is a guy.
He's been waiting on this moment. He probably like has books and stuff. After he first met your mom, when y'all were in school.
When I was in eighth grade?
Yeah, he was like.
You know how long ago that was?
Mo's mom.
Stop doing that. You think he got like one of them rooms with my mom's pictures up and shit?
Probably. Mo's mom. I would be mad.
Imagine.
Oh, okay.
But see, this is the thing. I don't know how to handle this because they're telling me, obviously,
we gotta go.
He's going through some things.
No, we gotta go.
He's talking to the fence.
No, we going to the door.
You want to go to his door?
Yep.
And do what? What are we gonna do? Yo, bring your mother out. Now I want to talk to your mom. You're going to talk.
See how you like it. No.
What are the chances? Mind you, this is a guy who wasn't that guy in high school. I don't think he's that guy today. It's not even in him to be on some tough guy shit. That's not him.
Well,
it's a very mild-mannered man.
I feel like mental illness outweighs a tough guyness.
I'm trying to be sensitive here when you say mental illness because I'm not exactly sure what that means. And, like, does that mean he is...
sick in the head?
Well, yes. But is he approaching, like, everyone's mother? Or is he just playing with mine?
Well, we don't know that.
Well, we have to find out.
But didn't you say that he really wasn't responding back to your messages?
No, I wasn't responding to his.
You weren't responding back to his, but he kept... Oh, that he kept sending the same message over and over again?
Not exactly the same message. It's just he got on Instagram out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. This is over 10 years from the last time we spoke.
That's the first time he saw her again.
Reached out. At first, everything seemed normal. His messages seemed pretty normal. Yo, I see you out here. You killing it. Proud of you. Blah, blah, blah. Yo, fam, it's been a while. Glad to hear from you. Hope all is well on your end. Let me know if you need something. I bet. Happy to see you traveling. It was all cool. Then out of nowhere. I read the exact message on the podcast, I believe, but it was something to the extent of I had this wild dream, and y'all, I'm really trying to see what's up with your moms. Do you think your mom would mind me getting a little minute to see what it do? Adam 22 style. And I wasn't exactly sure how to react to this because I'm like, nobody would play with me like this.
Mm-mm.
So this is some kind of joke. Mm. This is trying to get me to react.
Right. Right.
Right? And so I didn't. I just didn't answer. I came on radio. I talked about it. The man has sent me message after message since. He's commented on my stuff. And then I hit up one of our other friends, whom we were mutual friends back then, and he was like, yo, he said some things to me that were a little bit out of there, and it made me think he's going through some things mentally. So that's wild what he did to you, Mo, but honestly, I don't think that dude is in the right state of mind.
Mm.
So I let it go. That was the last I heard of it. I never read any more of his messages. I never paid any more attention to it until I get to Jamaica. And my mom's just like, I go to play cards with your aunt and your uncle. And Wilson is across the backyard.
Talking about some,
High's Grill. Now, I'm going to improve his home. I got some ideas, Katie. Nah, it's gonna be tool time for real. MC Hammer.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? He'll stop playing with me, man. Like, why is he there? What are the chances? So now.
No, wow.
Did he hit me up off of seeing my mom in the backyard one day?
I think so.
Or did he hit me up and then find out where my mother's friends live? And it moved in next door.
I would not like to believe that story.
What the hell is going on, man?
I think he hit you up because he saw your mom and then was like, oh, all the memories came back, and that's why he hit you up.
Katie, what memories? What memories?
Whatever he saw when he first saw your mom. He was like, hey.
Yo.
Hey, yo.
I don't... don't do that.
I don't know.
Don't do that, though.
I don't know.
What? What am I supposed... How do I handle this? Yeah.
I told you.
What?
We gotta pull up? Show up at his door.
We gotta just pull up. All right. All right.
And you got to go, hey, my man, what you?
Nah, yo. Because I don't. Okay.
How did you get here?
Why are you here?
Nobody's supposed to be here.
No, there's a stranger in the house.
Exactly.
And it took a while to figure out. But now that I know.
Come on.
I'm saying.
Yes.
Oh, this is nasty. Mm-hmm. That man is trying to stick his Deborah Cox.
You stop it. You stop right. It right now.
I have to laugh. Because if I don't laugh, I'm going to go to jail.
He's trying to stick his Deborah Cox.
He wanted to know me. Yo. I am not sure how to deal with this. This is the wildest story of my life.
No, that's insane. That is insane.
This man been stalking my mother since I was in eighth grade. And my mother took him, but I remember him.
No, she was not supposed to sit up.
I remember him. Now, I'm going to say his name, Lil Dominic. I don't care. No, I don't care.
No.
I'm exposing him.
Oh, no.
He's chasing my mother, Katie.
Chasing pavements.
All right. What am I supposed to do?
Kick Lil Dominic in the head.
Right. Ayo. Hey, you got to relax, big dog.
Yo, this ain't the dice you want, bro.
This ain't it.
Come on.
Y'all pray for us.
Stay tuned for another episode of In the Moment with their host Mo and co-host Katie.